Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Got today on the show Sandy Rogers, who is the president of ATMS, the College of Traditional Medicine. Hi, Sandy.
Hi there, how are you?
Very good. Now, how many years have you been practicing this?
Well, this year 33 years, so that says how old I am.
So you know your stuff.
Why is our immunity important?
Well, look, you know, one thing that people forget is that the immune system really has to do with every other system. So if the immune system becomes run down, then you're going to be more exposed to disease, illness, cancers. Most people think immunity, cough, colds, viruses, those sorts of things, but realistically, the moment that the immune system drops, every other system of the body is under pressure. So it's really important to focus on keeping that immune system running.
And are there certain foods that we should be eating, you know, to boost our immunity?
Absolutely. Look, the best way to get that immune system up and running and keep it running is using powerful foods as medicine instead of going to the health food shop to pop a pill or the latest immune craze that's out there in a pill or potion. Some of the best things that are out there are things like eating horseradish or having garlic, having the leafy green vegetables. Apples is perhaps one of the most powerful antiviral medications that we've got. So having the apple a day, which really does keep the doctor away because of its high-powered nutritionals. But the more colourful the food, the better it is for the immune system. So keeping that in mind is a good thing. But the other thing, you know, that detracts from immune function is attitude. People have got high stress, they've got a really lousy attitude, like the cup is half empty versus half full mentality. That really does affect the immune system as well. But in the food line, the more colourful it is, the better. The more spicy it is, the better. So it's a really simple way for people to think.
What about the weather? You know, as we sort of get into much colder, you know, we've had so much rain lately. What about the weather?
It's not so much the weather if we've got consistency, i.e., you know, it's cold every day or it's hot every day. But here in Sydney, I'm in Sydney at the moment, I come from Melbourne.
Yeah.
We've got all this rain up here, very high humidity, lots of rain, and then the body has to try and adjust and adapt to these climatic changes. So the really, the friendly part, if you will, of the immune system called the T helper cell, it's really trying to keep everything working. The B suppressor takes an opportunity, which is the bad guy, to overrun. So the more your body is struggling with climatic changes, then the harder your system is going to work. So therefore, you need to make sure you stay away from stodgy food, make sure you're really well hydrated and keep the body fairly warm, because warmth is assisting the immune system.
It's hard though, isn't it? Because, you know, when it does get a bit cold and drizzly, you immediately do want those fatty foods.
Yep.
The younger generations coming through, you know, these days are showing a lot more addictive personalities because of the lifestyles that they lead. And they really do neglect their sleep patterns, hydration. I mean, what advice do you have to people listening in today?
I think one of the biggest things that you've hit on there is that in the young consumer market, we're seeing less activity. They sit there with their iPads or sitting inside with computers instead of going out and running outside for 8 hours.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of skin conditions and a lot of bone conditions developing. So we need to get kids outside, running around more and getting more exercise.
So it's going to be a very interesting society, isn't it?
So we need to get them away from the fast food and back to quality food.
Exactly.
Because basic principles are 200,000 years old, and that's, I think we're getting a swing back to that, though.
Fantastic.
I completely agree. Sandy, thanks so much for being part of the show.
You're most welcome.
Thanks again. We've been chatting with Sandy Rogers, president of the ATMS, and of course for more details on mindfood.com. Very interesting, wasn't it, Michael?
Look, it was, and I think there is a real resurgence of people heading back to those very traditional ways of living, you know, having a vegetable garden, you know, getting a compost heap, you know, and then really eating within season and being a lot more aware, I guess, particularly if you've got children, of how you want them to live. And look, it's hard, though.
I've
got three kids, and it's hard to turn that TV off and get them outside or take the game out of their hand. But I think as parents, that's where we've really got to head.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.